Greetings in Christ, I'm Pastor Michael Schuerman. The New Testament reading for today is from Acts chapter 10, verses 1 through 17. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion of what was known as the Italian cohort, a devout man who feared God with all his household, gave alms generously to the people, and prayed continually to God. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God come in and say to him, "Cornelius," and he stared at him in terror and said, "What is it, Lord?" And he said to him, "Your prayers and your alms have ascended as a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and bring one Simon who is called Peter. He is lodging with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea." When the angel who spoke to him had departed, he called two of his servants and a devout soldier from among those who attended him, and having related everything to them, he sent them to Joppa. The next day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the housetop about the sixth hour to pray, and he became hungry and wanted something to eat. But while they were preparing it, he fell into a trance and saw the heavens opened and something like a great sheet descending, being let down by its four corners upon the earth. In it were all kinds of animals and reptiles and birds of the air. And there came a voice to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "By no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." And the voice came to him again a second time, "What God has made clean, do not call common." This happened three times, and the thing was taken up at once to heaven. Now, while Peter was inwardly perplexed as to what the vision that he had seen might mean, behold, the men who were sent by Cornelius, having made inquiry for Simon's house, stood at the gate. Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son. Jesus made it clear that the kingdom of heaven would be populated not merely with Jews who believe in him, but also with Gentiles who trusted in the promised mercy and forgiveness of the one true God. Marveling at the faith of the Gentile centurion in Capernaum, Jesus said, "I tell you, many will come from east and west and recline at table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven." Or as Jesus instructed the 12 at his ascension, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." We have heard the first part of the lengthy story of Cornelius the centurion and Peter the apostle, when God does his work of preparing both Cornelius and Peter. Notice the details that Luke is inspired to include about this Gentile man, Cornelius. A devout man who feared God with all his household, gave alms generously to the people, and prayed continually to God. He's likely what would have been termed a God-fearer, a Gentile who faithfully followed God's word, provided for his neighbors generously, and prayed to God as a dear child prays to his dear father. Cornelius's faithful life has been regarded by God, and he is now called to seek out Peter and bring him to Caesarea. He is not told why, but he listens to the word of God and does it. His faith is a busy, living, active thing. And soon Cornelius will hear the full measure of God's love, mercy, and forgiveness for him in Christ. Peter is called to the same holiness and righteousness as Cornelius, but Peter also needs to be helped to enter into the home of a Gentile. In order for the gospel to reach the Gentiles, the church must know and believe rightly what it is for something to be clean or unclean. So Peter, on the roof, praying, hungry, wanting something to eat, is given a vision from God. A picnic blanket comes down from the sky, covered with all kinds of animals and reptiles and birds of the air. A voice calls out, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." Maybe he's almost indignant in his reply, not out of haughtiness, but out of a certain confidence in his having followed the Lord's Old Testament instructions about what and what not to eat. "By no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." And here is the lesson, and it has implications far beyond eating and drinking. For the Lord teaches Peter and the whole church about the power of God's cleansing word. What God has made clean, do not call common. Now, certainly this teaching frees us up not to worry about whether what we eat makes us clean or unclean before God. As Jesus taught, there is nothing outside a person that by going into him can defile him. But the things that come out of a person are what defile him. Our sinful thoughts, our harsh words, our casual treatment of God's gifts of word and sacrament, our dismissal of our neighbor's needs, these are what make us unclean before God. Now, this is true for us, and it's true for Cornelius, and it's true for Peter. But the Lord loves and cares for all of us. So three times the Lord teaches that nothing, not even a person, is profane if the Lord's word has declared that person to be clean and holy. And Peter would know this well, for three times he denied the Lord Jesus Christ. And three times that same Lord Jesus came to Peter and restored him into the kingdom of God. Three times, and three more, and on, again and again, the Lord restores us through his word. Every time his word is preached, he comes to us, announces to us the forgiveness of sin, reminds us of our place in God's household, and works faith and love in our hearts. The Lord's mercies are new every morning, every evening, all the time, for everyone. Thanks be to God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, you opened Peter's eyes to see that all of creation is good and is to be used by your people for their delight and joy. Open our eyes to see that our bodies, restored by you in holy baptism, proclaim the goodness of your creative will, that in paradise we will come to the fullness of what you created us to be. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.